91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, 502. I'm Bob Angel. I'm expecting Amy Kim to come in for her Mimosa. What is the show? What's it called? where is it? Mimosa Unlimited. Amy, come on in and do that show. But I'll stick around till she's gone. And that means I need requests. If you're still listening, you go to the Facebook page and help me out. Well, let's see. What should we do here? I have... This is queued up. This is brand new from Alejandro Escovedo. It's called Heartbeat Smile. WMFO.
I'm not afraid. color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summer in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, when I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? The goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same as I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
I have to see you go.
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, brand spanking new music from Cage the Elephant. This new single, the album Tell Me I'm Pretty, has been out for most of 2016, and you'll find that record on there. Alice Cooper before that, Be My Lover from the Killer album, going back to 1971. Arctic Monkeys, and Do I Want to Know from their AM album. Thin Lizzy, Do Anything You Want To from Black Rose, and more brand new music. The new album from Alejandro Escovedo is Burn Something Beautiful, and we heard Heartbeat Smile. Lots of brand new music. I'm Bob Angel in for Amy, and I'll be here till 6, I guess, and then Alex will be here. So stick around for that. We have some cold weather coming in. It's been darn right mild, and forecasters have been going on. Those meteorologists have been saying how warm it's been. We're like 6 degrees above average for the month of January, and February got off to a warm start, and we're still fairly warm, but that ends tonight. It's going to be clear and cold with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, sunshine, high around 30 degrees in Boston, and not quite 30 elsewhere. And Saturday, sunshine, high around 30 once again, and then we have clouds on Sunday with temperatures in the 40s. Right now, it is 36 degrees at Tufts University in Medford.
Psst. Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
24 minutes past 5 o'clock. Bob in for Amy. Here is some brand new music from old 97s. Sort of a request for Mark Hurwitz. I think it's going to count as one. It's their latest album. It's their latest song featuring Brandi Carlile, by the way. This is called Good With God at 91.5 WMFO. I think we should start it from the beginning.
I got a soul that's good and flawed. I'm good with God. This is Alan Prey, the old king of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions as you enjoy the Moondog Show.
I'm other night, these cops pulled me over outside a bar. They turned on their lights and they ordered me out of my car. And I was only kidding when I called them a couple of dicks. But still they made me do the stupid human tricks. Now I'm stuck in this jail with a bunch of dumb hicks. And I still don't know why. I think I'm an alright guy. I think I'm an alright guy. I just want
If you don't love me, you're killing myself. Such a joyful song. 91.5 WMFO. And, yeah, you know, I was going to say Todd Snyder, but that wouldn't be right, is it? Pete Droege. They're all buddies, Pete Droege and Todd Snyder. Pete's from Portland, Oregon. That other Portland. And he put out a great album in 1994 called Necktie Second. If you don't love me, I'll kill myself. Lots of great stuff. I thought of playing that because I was listening to Mike Newman, Mike on the Mic, on Saturday, last Saturday from 11 to 1, and he played a Pete Droege song. Maybe it was the week before that. Time, I'm old. Time just sort of goes all together. Todd Snyder was before that, also from 1994. All Right Guy from Songs for the Daily Planet. We heard Ian Hunter do Cleveland Rocks from You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic. And we started with brand spanking new music. Graveyard Whistling is the new album from Old 97s on ATO Records. Who's owned by? Which is owned by who? You know, Dave Matthews. Good With God featuring Brandi Carlile. Let me direct your attention to www.wmfo.org. There you'll find the schedule. You click on schedule. That's a lot of you have clicked on there to listen now. You click on that. There's also that other button right next to the listen now called donate. You know, this is a college radio station and we live off donations. And so please, if you can, you enjoy listening to WMFO, go and donate. I can't ask you more humbly. I hope that I don't ruin it for you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just go there. Anyway, I'm Bob Angel sitting in for Amy, and I got time for some more music. I'm just sort of flying by the seat of my pants now because I really wasn't planning on being here at the moment. But how about we do, what did I do? Oh, yeah, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals put out a great album. This is more topical music. You know, things are getting back to, those of us who lived through the 60s are sort of recognizing what we're looking at now as something similar. It's a totally different reason, but people are waking up. People are getting out on the streets and saying something. And here's one of the things that they're talking about. This was is actually a couple of years old now, but let's just call it what it is. And I think if you haven't heard the song, you'll know what we're talking about when you hear this. Ben Harper, 91.5 WMFO.
It's a crime to be black, so don't act surprised when it gets vandalized. Call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. It's good cops, bad cops. White cops, black cops, forgot to call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Murder. Trayvon Martin, Ezell Ford, Michael Brown, and so many, many more. But call it what it is, call it what it is, call it what it is. Murder. Murder. Government ain't easy. Policing.
control. We've dug ourselves a hole.
call. You came to rescue me. You must have heard me call through my fitful sleep. You know I wish I could be grateful instead of full of fear. The kind of love that you gave me I can't replace with tears.
Another song that I absolutely love. It's Cindy Bullins. Somewhere Between Heaven and Earth is an album she put out in 1999 about her daughter and the suffering that her daughter went through and ended up passing away, that she is now in better hands. Cindy is now Sydney. That's a whole other story. I'll tell it to you sometime. I think I've told it to you before. She's from Portland, Maine. She tours the whole country, and great man. I'll have to say that. Before that, Pete Townsend, A Friend is a Friend from the Iron Man album. Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, title track from Call It What It Is from just last year. And that was it. It's 5:56. I'm Bob Angel. Been sitting in for Amy this hour, and Alex is here. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. You're here to, what's the name of your show?
The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
People have to be desperate to listen to your idea?
Exactly. There's nothing else on the dial, and they tune into me, whether they like it or not.
That's right. There you go.
I aid digestion.
Well, there you go. I have a new show here I was just telling Alex about. Sundays. Alternate Sunday, starting this Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and I'm all excited about that, being back on the radio on a regular basis. I've been sort of filling in for the last semester.
All right.
And I played around with BCN Freeform for a while, but, you know. You know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
CBS pulled the plug on that.
Well, you know. It's...
In a hurry. But I do want to, I'll be listening to you for sure.
All right.
I noticed that what you got queued up is interesting, yeah. which is what freeform radio is all about. That's the way it's supposed to be. I kind of think that I'm too commercial sometimes.
Well, that's why I'm taking a year with some trepidation. I mean, because I'm the anti you.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. I love alternative stuff, and I like listening to other people play different stuff. So that's what I'm going to be listening to you for. I just play what I know, and I'm going to play somebody else from Maine. Now, obviously, this was a coincidence. She's from Bangor, Maine, Orono, Maine, actually.
Okay.
By the U, now living in Texas. Every Little Bit. This is from Living with Ghosts. It's Patty Griffin, 91.5 WMFO.
Tonight I clearly recall.